Oh yeah, baby. Let's go.
Is he dead? Is he dead?
I'm brainless, different toilet, same shit, and I'm sick of explaining this. I'm waiting on it raining, my nigga is a plaintiff. Yeah, I know what you thinking, fucked up ain't it? I should've known better, and I planned to, but dog, they be taking me out of my zone like a nigga with a handle. I sat back and watched it, put the gas back in the closet. I try to tie my hands like an Iraqi hostage. That nigga take shots at me, no response. I just flip and pop my collar like the Bonds. Give a nigga a footy, take you one step beyond. They try to play you twice, the third time is the charm. You wanna conversate with the writer of the Quran? Or Old Testament? Don't test the men. I know what y'all thinking, dick. Pause. Your future's my past. I've been here before. I know when you're scheming. I feel when you plotting. I got mental vision, intuition. I know where you're going. I read your mind's navigational system. Everybody whispering.
Man, it's your boy L Boogie. The streets is talking sports talk show with a little twist of hip hop. I'm your host, L Boogie, and I always got my co-host T Row and Jewel the G. T Row, how you doing out there in this fabulous day of Monday?
L Boogie, what's up with you, baby? What's up to Jewel the G in the world? Your boy T-Roy is feeling good, baby. You know it's Monday. You know the draft is over. Still got these NBA playoffs jumping off.
I'm kind of, I ain't going to say I'm surprised, but I love what I saw from Nate Robinson a couple of nights ago and what I saw from Steph Curry last night. So, you know, I'm pretty excited. I'm ready to talk about these boys because, man, you know, it's triple overtime game. You know how it go, man. You know how we do it.
Oh, man, you know how we do. And, you know, breaking news, before we get to that, you know, first thing on the marquee, got to bring it up. Jason Collins, first active player coming out saying that he's gay. The world is buzzing. We got tweets from Kobe, tweets from teammates. You know, I can. You know, I'm going to say my spiel, but T-Row, what do you think about this?
Well, yeah, I heard about that earlier today, L, and it's not a shock to me. If it's a shock to any of our listeners out there, it shouldn't be a shock in the way today's world is, man. But what is surprising is that he's the only one to come out so far, because I don't think. He's the only one. I know it's going to be a snowball effect. I know it's going to be a lot of guys and a lot of different sports to come out now and back Jason Collins on what he just said. And whether, you know, you like it or not, it's what it is in today's world. You know, L Boogie, as an athlete, you know, when you get done practicing, when you get done playing, normally you go take a shower. You know, you want to get yourself clean, and it's just not you in the shower. It's all your teammates in the shower, whether they play it or not. They're going to get clean to be fresh, to get back on the bus, to get back on the flight, you know, because it's a hygiene type of thing that's going on when you get done playing ball and doing all of that. But just for Jason Collins to come out with it in the sport of basketball, watch out, L Boogie. Because it's going to be a few to come out in football. There's going to be a few to come out in hockey. I don't know about baseball, you know what I'm saying? But we'll see. You know, it's going to be a few to come out in soccer. So, you know, it is. It's just the way it is in today's society, man. Whether you think it's right, whether you think it's wrong, we got players on the team that just want to say that they're gay. So, you know, we like you said, we got people backing it up, people tweeting. I didn't even see President Clinton got his, had his little two cents to say about it. Kobe, a couple of other players. So we'll see what happens, man. And like you say, man, it's going to be a lot of people talking about this, you know, from here on out until it die down. But let me ask you this, L Boogie. Do you think that the timing of it all is because of what happened with Manti Te'o's situation?
I think that's probably a third of the reason, because of what happened with Manti Te'o and other guys publicly saying that they were, you know, remember we said a couple of weeks ago that four guys in the NFL actively were going to, you know, finally come out and, you know, say their, you know, sexual preference and whatnot. But my whole situation, the whole thing about it is, it's like, you know, guys you work with, or, you know, females you work with, you know, you don't have to say it, but you can kind of like see what they are. You don't say anything about it. You don't have to kick it with them after you get off work. As long as they're doing the job, what does it matter? Next thing you know, I mean, from the way Bill Clinton and President Obama are talking, they're going to start putting, are you gay on the application, yes or no, but what does it matter? I mean, what was the reason for you coming out being gay? And this reasoning that I'm hearing, that I read from the Sports Illustrated, that he was, you know, very afraid and couldn't sleep at night. And my thing is, you chose that life. You got to sleep with that. You laid your bed. You have to, you know, sleep in it, so to speak. So why is it tough for you to sleep? That's what you chose to do. Or should I say, that is what you choose to do. And it's okay. And it's okay. I might not understand why, but that's just like with religion. That's just like when we debate these topics. Everybody has their opinion about it, but if that's what you want to do, hey, whatever floats your boat.
Yeah, and it's a sad thing, man, because, I mean, this ain't never been the norm. You know what I mean? And now we got to, it's like we accepting it. Yeah. It's weird, L, and I don't like it, but I understand it. You know what I'm saying? That's what's so bad about it. If this was the 80s, the 90s, man, you could not be around the team if you were gay. Just point blank, just, nah, man, go ahead, do what you do, man. We'll be good. We'll pick up another dude. He ain't got to be as good. We'll just pick him up just to fill the numbers. You know what I'm saying? But my thing about it, L Boogie, is that it's almost as if we have to accept it in today's society, because every state is passing this same-sex marriage and all this other stuff that makes it, you know, cool for people to be gay. You know, I don't have no problem with lesbians. I ain't never had a problem with that. But, you know.
See, there you go. There you go.
You know, you almost got to accept it in today's society, man, and in this sporting world, it's just, I don't know, man. Like I said, I don't like it, but I do
just
understand
like,
it.
For an example, you look at the WNBA. They don't have to go out and just say that they're gay. You can see it. It doesn't, you know, you don't have to see it. You know, just like when I work with people, and they don't openly say that they are, but you can see that they are. So what that tells you, that they should just say, oh, you know, tell people out in the public, yeah, I'm such and such, and, you know, I work at here, and I'm gay. What? Who cares?
Yeah. I mean, as long as you can do the job, I don't care. You know what I'm saying? As long as you, you know, keep your distance, but know, you know, what it is. Because you like you said, you know, we don't just go out blatantly and say, hey man, are you gay? You look gay. You know what I'm saying? We don't say that. We already know what it is. Male, we can tell by the males. We can tell by the females. So, yeah, I agree with you. It, pretty soon it's gonna be on applications. It's just gonna be straight up, and people gonna have the right to ask you, you know, are you gay or not? And that's, I mean, that's just calling somebody out, man, especially when a brother ain't gay and you think he gay. You know what I mean? That's a sad situation.
For an example, I'm watching SportsCenter, or if I'm watching whatever show that I'm watching, and I need to know that that broadcaster is gay while he's giving me the information. I don't need to know what his sexual preference is. For what?
Let me ask you this. What do you think Jason Collins going to do? You think he's going to retire, or do you think he's going to continue to play for a couple of years?
He says he's 34 years old, he's 7 foot tall, he's played 13 years in the NBA so far, a stand-up citizen. Yes, he will get picked up again next year. He's 7 feet tall, he has 6 fouls, and he's in there, you know, doing the dirty work or whatnot. And he also said in the article that I hope that, you know, no disrespect to Shaquille O'Neal, when, you know, when you dial in the box and you're bumping and grinding, now guys are going to really be skeptical on thinking some things. They might not be uncomfortable on playing ball. Just like the situation with Karl Malone not understanding the HIV. But I think in today's society, I think people do understand people's sexual preference and respect it. Because just think, when we were coming up in the 70s and 80s, if one of your cats or a kid that you knew that sexually came out and said that they were gay, usually sometimes they got beat up every day. They could not say that they were. But now, I have youth kids, when they graduate high school, the gay guy, he's the most popular guy in the school. When he walked across the stage, guys and girls went crazy. So it was unreal. I mean, it's a different generation. It's a different world now, and it's not that I have to, accept it, because I let people do their own thing, even with religion, what you like to eat. It's just kind of like the same thing. So, you know, as long as it's not affecting, you know, what I'm trying to do, I don't think it's a problem with it. But let's move on, bro. I mean, the call is, when you call in, you can give us your take on it, 347-855-8896, and get at me on the Twitter, at LBoogie15. But since we're still on this, bro, let's talk about the NBA first.
Yeah.
Steph Curry.
Woo!
Fire. This guy here, he's different.
I'm different. Yeah, I'm different. Woo! Can he not only dribble, but that boy can shoot. Ooh, he can work it, man. I'm really upset that the guy wasn't named, to the All-Star team this year. I think he got snubbed out. I feel Mark Jackson when Mark Jackson say, that the people didn't know what they were looking at when they were watching his games, because this guy, are filling these guys up hurt. You know, the ankle ain't 100%. And what this guy is able to do, 22 points in 6 minutes and 22 seconds, L. Come on, man. And it's not like he's hogging the ball. He be assisting, too. He be dropping dimes. But he's just so loose with it. He's so playground with it that you can't, there's no defense for a guy like that. You really got to foul him hard and put him out the game in order for this guy to be shut down, because if you give this guy any space from, let's say, 38, 40 feet out, you in trouble. It ain't like he just gonna shoot it with the right hand. You saw what he did last night? He was using the left hand. He coming from one side of the baseline to the other side of the, come on, man. This kid is unbelievable. And then Nate Robinson, 23, come on, man, what? I'm loving the NBA right now. I love these, and they little guys. They not big guys. You know what I'm saying? Just get slippery when wet. Can't put your hands on them, baby.
The unique thing about Curry is that this, not only does he have a shot, but he can get his shot because his ball handling ability, and he gets you on skates. He's just skating out there. He's shaking and baking. He's skating. And he's looking so smooth with it, because he's not even looking at the ball. A lot of working out. I must say that when he first came into the league, people just thought that when you thought of Stephen Curry, you thought of just a shooter. You didn't think off the dribble shooter. He really worked on that. He's mastered it, and he can come off the dribble, get his space, and if you're not careful, he can go to the hole with a runner. He can dump it off. So he can get out on you and do his thing. And one thing about Curry is that he's consistent. See, that's the only thing I have a problem with Nate. And we talk about skating. You see, Nate is skating, but he might go 0 for Winfrey tonight. He might not hit a bucket. But I love Nate. I love his energy. He's nothing but a pit boy. He has the little man complex that you need sometimes because he's trying to prove a point every time he's out there on the floor. Sometimes it backfires, but it's been going good with Nate. And I must say, up to this point, it's all about, I've been watching the playoffs, though, this coaching. Tom Thibodeau is out coaching P.J. Carlisimo at this point. So this is my opinion. You won the first game by 20, and you come back and you lose three straight. I don't understand that. Hopefully they get it done tonight to just keep the series going, but I don't know, bro. It's very difficult.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you, I agree with you on that. It is coaching. Because Tom Thibodeau, though, you know, he's cut from a different cloth. His background is incredible from the coaches that he learned up under. So he really knows how to bring a game plan to the table every game. And so when you have a coach like that who can make adjustments not only, you know, one day in between the next game, but can also do it during the game, you know, that yeah, coaching does play a big factor in this. And I would say that, you know, as far as a defensive team, Chicago is one of those teams who are very defensive and that can make the adjustment on the fly with their coach, kind of like Miami. And so that's where, yeah, you're right. That is where the difference comes in because I don't think P.J. Carlisimo, he's a good coach, but, you know, he got choked out by Sprewell. And, you know, every time he think about raising his voice to another player, that always something on the other side of the brain that say, man, you better not get too close to one of these guys. They may not be as pretty well, but you don't want another incident to happen like that to you. You know what I'm saying? So, but, yeah, PJ doesn't have that coaching style like Thibodeau, and I give it to Thibodeau on this one. But we'll see. You know, it's always up to the players. Once you get on the court, you know, like, coaches ain't got nothing to do with it. It's just about doing what you got to do. So, yeah, Brooklyn better come on with it or they going home tonight.
Man, and before we go to commercial, let me say this. Dwight Howard, you caught a sucker attack. I hope you're listening. What the Lakers going to do? Call us. When you call in, give us your opinion. We're going to ask you about them Lakers. We know they sweat, but, you know, it's always drama in la-la land. What you think D. Howard going to do? It's your boy L Boogie, Juelz, and GT Raw, DJ Steph. Take us to commercial, baby. The streets are talking.
Kill the noise. We don't play when it's time to slay. I get a cut from my homie, yo, they're not late. Back and Mac and all the rhymes I packed. And wait for a sucker to jump and then attack.
Well, I'm known to be the master in the MC field. No second 87, 88, you kneel. Stop producing, get loose when it's time to perform. Whack a sucker like mop and glow.
That's where it's born.
Back the second time, put on a different assignment. To do a sucker, new jack, who needs to rap in the line? Cause I'm the cream of the crop when it's time to do a show. Girlies on my jock for my dope intro. As I glance at the double, K microphone. Record. Turn on my callers, say a mic checker to the ladies and all party goers. Some call me P, another slow flower. Brothers on my jock for the way I hold a piece of steel. So what you saying? I'm not playing, understand what I'm saying, catch a sucker in my way, and I'm swaying, taking no shorts, showing vital signs, you can tell by my lines that I'm getting mines in 99, because I'm
fine as wine. Sit back and recline, watch the sunshine. Take a stroll, listen to rock and roll. Catch a flick at the movies, dance a bowl. Cause I choose to refuse this black while I'm back. I take a chance, Jack. So I must attack with knick-knack patty whack, so I won't lack. All my style is death and then deadly as crack. While I'm playing, music's playing, the sucker is lame. I battle the trenches with a funky be playing. Cause with a partner like a double, don't come a dime a dozen. I can't the bloody latest, but you can call cousin. Cause as we climb the charts, better known as statistics. Brothers on our job while we kicking ballistics. Dropping hits like I'm house and you got to chill and more. The group is in the pudding, so check the billboards. People around town talking this and that. How we sound like the R, and our music is whack. Drop the album Strictly Business and you thought we were fold. 30 days later, the LP went gold, so what you saying?
Man, it's your boy L Boogie. We back in the streets. The streets is talking sports talk show with a twist of hip hop. Man, what an appropriate song. So what you saying?
So what you saying?
Man, I know the callers are buzzing. The callers are coming in. I know they got their opinion. Tweet me. I just got some tweets. Well, they said, man, respect you. If that's what they want to do, that's what they want to do. Hashtag stay free. Wow. So, you know, people are really voicing their opinion about this, you know, Jason Collins thing, you know. So, what about your boy, Dwight Howard? Did he sign out early on purpose or what? Was that a cold sucker move, man?
Well,
what, bro?
If that wasn't a sucker move, I don't know what you call it. All that complaining. You knew you, man. He knew that he was needed for the whole game. He acted like he was all hurt and bent, that he wasn't getting the calls from this old big white boy from San Antonio that was holding it down in the paint. And he just played a sucker move, man. You need lollipops for that dude, man. Give him the Tootsie Rolls, too. Something to chew on the silly head, because he's a sucker. That big-head punk. He better sign with the Lakers when he come back, L Boogie. He owe them that much. He owe them 82. Because he is full of it. I don't know what he was thinking. And, man, now watch what he do. He going to leave the Lakers. He ain't coming back. All that old... Man, I can't even say what I really want to say on the air. You know what I'm saying? Got to be
the
respectful.
The streets is talking. Now, let me say this about this guy. That's your man. Now, listen to this.
That's your man.
He pulled the same move Andrew Bynum pulled when you guys beat those guys on their way to the finals to get your trophy. Let's not forget that. Pulled the same type of move. And when he left the locker room, I think two things. Kobe came out because, one, I don't want to be around this lane. That's one. And number two, I know we about to lose. At least I could get a crowd something to, you know, applaud that I'm in the building. That's second. But do I want him back? Do I sign and trade him?
No, you won't get that option to do that. He just going to walk out like he did Orlando. The only difference is, yeah, you right about Kobe, though. Kobe didn't want to be in the locker room with nobody like that, dog. Kobe don't associate himself with people like that, man. You saw what he did to Powell after the quick Powell was on the bench. He like, baby, when I come back, me and you going to hold it down. Now, he can kick it with Powell because he liked Powell. Powell be acting like a hoe sometimes. But Kobe understands Powell's moves, you know. He understands what Powell be going through, and he associates himself with a player like that. Because, you know, Powell going to give it all he got. He won two with it.
Paul Gasol. The only reason why he kicks it with Powell, because Powell talked that old language he could talk. That's the only reason why he's cool with Paul Gasol.
No, but he better, he his mental better than Dwight Howard.
Yeah, because he's on the trading block every second of the day. He's on the block right now as we speak. But he still plays hard. He still plays hard. I gotta give him credit about that. Him and Kobe, their contract is up next year. So what do you do? Do you keep Gasol? Do you ship him? Ride it out winning with Kobe?
Gasol gonna still be a Laker. Everybody else will ride. Even with the new bus in the house, it don't matter. Paul Gasol gonna still be there, brother. But Dwight Howard, I guarantee you that he watched the sucker move he pulled, and watch how hated he gonna be by Laker Nation. He think they don't like his ass now. Boy, wait till he sign with another team and see how hated he be, because he don't know how many Laker fans it really is around the world. Wait till you sign with another team like Atlanta.
They don't call it Laker Nation for nothing.
Man, you do not want to be hated by purple and gold, because it's worse than being hated by the black and silver, man. You just don't know where these fans come from. You can be in the grocery store. They're going to cut you out. They're going to be trying to cut you. They're going to be chasing you out, man. You better get to your car quick. Them fans don't play, man. They for real.
Ask LeBron James.
Yeah, he better ask him.
Coming back to Cleveland. Ask LeBron James. Fans don't play.
Yeah, man, let's put in a caller, man. See what the callers think about what we talk about today, man. Because, you know, I don't want to talk about Dwight Howard no more. He's a sucker to me, man.
Yeah, he is. Callers, when you call in, you can always let us know how you feel about your, you know, the NFL draft. What went on this weekend, we're going to get a little bit into that too. So, you know, it's free for all. It's Monday. It's a recap. So let us know what you think, what's on your mind, and we'll rebuttal as we go. So, Ro, who's our first caller?
Man, you know what it is, man. Big Brother Al Martin is on the line. Big Brother Al, you on the line, baby?
Yeah, what's up with y'all?
Man,
what's going on, El? You got it.
You know, I sent that kite to that Pittsburgh Steelers fan in Block D, and he said he's going to really get at you when you guys get out in the yard. So I just want to let you know that.
That's good, man. That's good. I could turn that purple to pink, man. That black and
gold.
Oh,
wow. There you go.
Yeah, let's talk about this Sugarfoot, man.
Okay, so what's your opinion on it, Al?
Who, Sugarfoot Collins?
Yes, sir.
Man, my whole point is, he's nobody anyway. Who cared if he was gay or not, man? He ain't got no major endorsements or nothing, so he wouldn't be hurt by saying he's gay. If it was a guy that was a major endorsement with Nike or somebody, he's standing to lose a whole lot. That joker don't stand to lose nothing, man. You know what I mean?
Great point.
You know what I'm saying? It really... Who cares? You know what I mean? Go hang yourself or something, man. I care less what you is. You know what I mean? Real talk. You know what I mean? Nobody want to care. But you really probably don't get on the white team. They probably let you go over to Europe or something, man. Go on over to Europe. They'll play with you in the shower, nigga. Bye.
This thing is talking.
Yeah,
you know
I don't
mean?
Know why, man. Big Brother Al, this your boy T-Ro. I really don't understand what the reasoning is for coming out with it, man, to be honest with you. I mean, like me and El Boogie talked about before the show, and we know by looking at you if you're gay, I mean, just don't say it out loud.
Yeah,
you know, let it out. We good.
Dude. You know what I'm saying?
And like you say, he's soft. He don't play that many minutes. He only averages about 4 minutes a year.
Yeah, you ain't nobody, man. Not nobody ain't really going to be bothered with you. You a distraction in the locker room now. The press around.
Right.
You like a T-boy in the locker room now. A distraction.
All the cameras in.
You a distraction now. You know what I mean?
Right. He want them mics in front of his face. Looking like a whole bunch of peckerheads in front of him.
Yeah, I'm not
saying
he do. Ain't nobody with no major endorsements or getting some money that's on TV about to come out and say, yeah, I like them boys. No way.
Right.
You couldn't even get Dennis Rodman to say it. Why? You know what I mean?
Right. Right.
So what?
Just like I said, Al, perfect example. We, Luther Vandross, singer, everybody was skeptical, everybody, you know, but say it for what? We knew what Luther was. Luther knew what he was, but.
But Luther ain't never come out and say he like boys.
Right.
Luther ain't gonna mess up his money, Joe. No way. Because the first thing you'll think, damn, he's singing to me. You know what I mean? No
right,
way.
Right. Right. And I couldn't listen to Luther like that. Not with all that woo woo and shit, y'all. No.
That's what I'm talking about. You know what I mean? We can't. There's certain things you don't do, man. He messed
right.
up the code somewhere, man. Maybe they paid him some money to come out, man. I don't know. On the low, they gave him a couple dollars. Said, go ahead and say it, man. You know what I'm saying? It seemed like it's
right.
scripted to me, man. You know what I'm saying? It seemed like it's scripted. His brother told him he told him last summer that he was and all this. No, it seemed like it's scripted to me, man.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? With all
this.
That's understandable.
Let me ask you this, Big Brother Al. You think it's going to be some more players to come out in any other sport? Like football, baseball, soccer, all this other stuff.
Not no guy that's trying to get no money and have a career. No way.
Right.
You know what I mean? Not nobody that's trying to make a career. His career over with, man. He could have went somewhere and played with AC Green somewhere or something, man. You know what I'm saying? A 70-year-old virgin, man. Come on, man.
Right. So my point is this. Will he have a job next year? He's only 34. He's 13 years in the league.
Across seas, L Boogie. Ain't nobody
he will not
want
be employed by the NBA.
Man, ain't nobody want that distraction, man. That's a lot of distraction. You know what I'm saying? You might have to stand still with boys. Who wants boys holding up toys? Jason, over here, Jason. Out of here, man. You know what I mean?
Wow. Oh. The streets is talking sports talk show. Mondays and Fridays, 9 p.m. You can only get it like this out in the world. You can only get it on the real. This is real sports talk.
Yeah. I understand it, but I do not like it at all, man. Because like you say, man, it's already so much attention on today's NBA players, just today's athletes, period.
Right.
And now you got to go and do this. I mean, it's just too much, man. And I don't want to see any other athletes from any other sport to follow suit thinking that it's time. No, it's not. It is not time. You keep it in-house, man. Just let your team know before you let the world know.
Them boys probably in shock, man.
Exactly.
I've
been taking
like
a shower with you for 7, 8 years, 10 years, and now you telling me you gay? Man, look. Yeah,
all
like
I care about is you getting the rebound and outletting it to me on the wing. I don't care what you're doing tonight about. I don't need to know. We're just teammates, just like if we were employed. We don't need that. That's just my opinion. Some things don't need to go, you know, in the world, they would call it viral. It doesn't need to, you know, don't need to press in. For what?
Man, that's crazy, man. I'm trying to tell you, like, man, I couldn't, you know what I mean? That's like, we in the locker room and one of your main dudes just be like, man, I got something to tell you, man. Man, you ain't got nothing to tell me. You know what I mean?
Right. Heaven,
I don't want to know about it. Yeah, go ahead about your business, man. No.
Before I let you go, we're going to twist. Yes, sir.
Yeah. That's like catching one of your boys over there on Crawford like at 3 o'clock in the morning back in the day. You know what I mean?
Oh, man.
You know what I mean? Nigga, what you doing over here?
What are you doing over here? And let's not forget, guys are getting caught up in different situations, Eddie Murphy and things like that. I mean, Magic Johnson's son, I mean, it's acceptable. They're just sweeping it up under the rug. If you got money and
yeah,
things like that, they're going to sweep it. They're going to sweep it up under that rug.
He know how to kill the media. Let me give y'all this $1 million to kill this. Go ahead. Just kill this, man. Stop talking.
Before I let you go, last question now, before I let you go, what do you grade your Cleveland Browns on their drafting? A, B, C, D, or F?
We like a B minus. We're a B minus. I'll give them a B minus. We ain't do too bad.
Reason?
Huh?
I said give me a reason why you like it.
We got a safety. We got a linebacker that we can probably build on with the 3-4 defense. You know what I'm saying? And we probably pick up some more players. There's a lot of free agents still out there. You know what I'm saying? These guys, the way they'll change the league now, the real tough guys ain't really getting no contract. Look at it. The Urlachers and all of them, they ain't getting no contract now. Because they'll change the rules on defense so bad that they don't really need them no more. You know what I mean? Think about that. You know what I'm saying? Huh?
I said because it's a pass-happy league.
Oh, man, it's all they want all offense. You can't even touch these guys. Man, you can play about 30 years now in the NFL. If you have weight decent, you play for 30 years. You ain't no big. For now on, it's no hitters. It's just tackling. Ain't no big hitters no more. That's cut out. That's over with. The little fag, Roger Goodell, probably ain't never played football a day in his life and put all these dumb rules in. You know what I mean?
What I will say about that, though, is that these guys have played 12, 13 years in the league, and because of the salary cap and the, you know, the new bargaining rules or whatnot, you can't get that big money at your 13th year in your career. You know,
the saying going now is,
first of all, I'm not going to pay you what you want. I'm going to pay you for what you're worth right now. I can't pay you for what you've done. That's over with. I have to pay you for what you're worth right now. You're injury prone. You played 13 years in the league, and you're not fast anymore. So
okay.
I can't pay you what you want, but I can pay you what you're worth. And I think that's what some guys are running into right now and understanding. You might have to come on home. Go back to your original team because what you're looking for, you're not getting. Because they can get into a young guy for cheap, and he can do the same thing you're doing. They just need to groom him.
But you know, with the new bargain agreement, those guys don't even hit in practice no more. You know that, right?
I understand.
They don't even hit in practice no more. So that's why I'm saying that the defense is dead, man. You watch football to see somebody knock somebody out or knock their block off, not no 15 throughout the game or whatever because of a hit, man. You can't even give a big hit no more. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but they don't still play football. It's still going to be football. They just got to throw They just got to throw a lot of more flags this year. That's all. And they're going to have to switch it up after this year or in 2 years. I have a longer take for them to switch that rule. But we'll see. I think these guys ain't going to just let you just fire off on them like that this year. They know what time it is. They just going to take the flag. If it's between me and you head up and you trying to take my neck off and I'm trying to score, well, sorry. I'm going to take my chances and take my – you know what I mean? Big brother Al. I just can't see them just, you know, stepping out of bounds and just easing up so somebody can knock your block off. You know what I mean? We work too hard. That's why they call it off-season training. Get fit.
Right.
Get ready.
Right. Yeah.
But, yeah, because, Al, it's been a pleasure, man. You know,
man,
we love you, man.
It's always a pleasure.
We appreciate
y'all boys,
man.
Stay in there, silent. You know we got you locked in.
Yes, sir.
Big brother, Al, you know how to freestyle?
Huh?
You know how to freestyle?
Oh, no.
Rap?
I don't do that.
Listen to this, T-Roll.
What's up?
Remember the saying from Payne and Ford. What's the use to you having goons if you ain't going to use them? That was one of my goons. He's not a rapper. He's a He's one of the, like we call him Big Brother Almighty, man. That's Big Brother Al, man. Once again, the world, there you have it, my man.
Yeah, you have it, Big Brother Al. We'll talk to you on Friday, Big Brother Al. Be ready. All right, hey, El Boogie, I got another special guest on the line, man. Want to holler at you, man. We got Big Brother Reggie C. Big Brother Reggie, you on the line, baby?
What's going on, baby boy?
What's the deal?
I ain't heard from you in a long time, man.
What's going on?
Nothing, man. Somebody told me you had a radio show, and I checked it out, and I'm so glad I checked it out, man. Us brothers need a show like this where we can say how we feel and what's really going on instead of being politically correct. You can say what's really on your mind.
Oh, man, they hear you in the world. You on the streets is talking as usual.
I'm loving it, man. I'm loving it.
So give us your aspect. Go ahead.
Y'all was talking earlier about the gay man coming out today in the NBA, man. That's some wild stuff there, man.
What's your opinion?
My opinion is keep your business to yourself. I don't need to know somebody next to me taking a shower in a locker room gay. You know what I'm saying? Because now I'm looking at you some kind of way.
There you have it. Will your game change while you playing?
It's going to change because I feel like you ain't getting physical enough down low now because I see you a little sweet.
You
push you off the block, baby. What's going on? So I'm always going to take a picture because you got that physical side.
Oh, there it is.
Yeah,
difficult situation.
Yeah, man. My thing is, football players want to come out. I mean, what's going on with the world? Now they're changing the rules in the NFL. They're going to be playing flag football before we know it.
They want the players to play two hands tucked on the ass.
That's crazy, man. Wow.
Yeah, it's not cool.
You been doing all
that, though? Let me ask you this, Big Brother Reggie. This your boy T-Ro, man. I'm the other co-host to your boy L Boogie. I just want to ask you, man, what did you think about Steph Curry the other night scoring 22 points in 6 minutes and 22 seconds, guiding Golden State to a victory over Denver?
I'm just glad that I got to see something like that in my lifetime, brother, because we will never see nothing like that again, man. And I just believe if he had one more piece with him, they'd be unstoppable. Because right now he's doing Larry Bird numbers, and we was young when Larry Bird was out. Now we at the age where we see in history, man. We'll never see that again.
Yeah. Who do you put Steph Curry in a category with? Because I can't. Me and L Boogie were talking the other day, and we trying to figure out, man, who has come along within the NBA years that kind of has been like this guy. We got Isaiah in the mix, but Isaiah couldn't really shoot as pure as Curry.
And that's my point. And that's my point. We're seeing something in our lifetime that nobody never seen before. We're looking at history. This guy, ain't nobody like him. He's crazy. He's a freak. Ain't nobody like this guy, man. He's automatic, man. Like, he's shooting jumpers like layups.
Right.
Unheard of. But you know what? Your co-host over there shoot like that. You know what I'm saying? But you know, he got to lay it down. You know what I'm saying? He's picking up a flag. he looks about to fall in love with
that, man. Oh, man, my God. Listen, world, this is Reggie Kobe from Cleveland, Ohio. If you didn't know, I had to put him out there. He's in the asylum tonight. Now, Reg, you're a big Cleveland Browns fan. How do you think you guys did in the draft?
Hey, man, I'm the wrong person to ask that because, you know, like I said, I love the Browns, man. I give them an A+. I'm just so glad they didn't do nothing stupid by trying to go get a quarterback again. Work what we got North Turner back there. He's going to work with the quarterback. They went out and finally got a black quarterback they're going to work with. And we got the quarterback we are weeding that we already had. You know what I'm saying? They're gonna perfect them, boys, and let's work on our defense, man. We don't need to work on our offense. Let's work on the defense. Defense win games. Baltimore won rings with that defense.
On that note, Reg, I'm going to picture you rolling as a Cleveland Brown in a parade. On the commercial, Tupac, picture you rolling, baby. Mondays and Fridays, 9 p.m. We appreciate you, Reg, for calling in. Let's go to commercial. When we come back, we're going to continue to talk about this drive. Let's go.
Got two rock bottles by my bed. I feed them lead. Now I'm released. How will I live? Will God forgive me for all the dirt a nigga did? These kids, one life to live. It's so hard to be positive when niggas shooting at your crib. Mama, I'm still thugging. The world is a war zone. My homies is inmates, and most of them dead grown. Full grown, following your man. So scheming on ways to put the weirdest on the palms of my empty hand. Just picture me rolling. Crossing the beans on a ranch that isn't stolen. My dreams are tinted, my hopes are torn. I'm like a bean that finally feeding on the dope is gone. My nerves are wrecked, heart beating and my head's swollen. Thinking of the G's I'll be hoping. Picture me rolling. Baby, now. Move to the side a little bit so you can get a clear picture. Can you see it? Picture me rolling. Yeah, nigga. Hey, but peep how my niggas like, dude. Get to the back.
I got keys coming from overseas. Cost a nigga 200 G's. I'm a street commando, Nino, for example. This lavish lifestyle is hard to handle. So I got the flaws, cause I'm more like a boss player. Thug bred to be a woman layer. So many player haters imitate a steady swinging. Make me wanna start bang banging. So I'm caught up in the game. Dress code change. Packing 40 Glocks to tame or rearrange. All that jealousy and envy coming from my enemies. While I'm sipping on Remy and running back lacks the Chevys on the roam. 96 big body sitting on chrome. As we head up out the zone, stone facing his own. You can admire, but don't look too long. I'm living a dream with triple B's in my pocket's bulging. It's hard to imagine. Picture me rolling.
Fuck up in, formulate a caper. Cause a nigga straight suffering from like I haven't paid for. My bitch finna have a bastard seat, so I need to hit a lick drastically. I see some bowling ass niggas and they slipping in my spot. And big in the pot, they got a chicken in the pot.
We caught him sleeping, he didn't see two niggas creeping. It's how we do it every weekend, I dump the mat. Time to count the profits, CTO, you got the bomb spot. Niggas, I'm clocking. I get the liquor, and you can get the female. It's crooked shit that we infect and get the street sales.
Move smooth as a motherfucker, me and my nine. I'm cool as a motherfucker, I'ma get mine. Now we're satisfied, got the pockets on stolen balls hog in this pocket. And this pocket, nigga, picture us rolling.
Y'all ready for me? Picture me rolling roll call. You know some
motherfuckers out there, I just... We back on this marvelous Monday. It's your boy L Boogie. It's so marvelous today. Man, recap of the show so far. We just got finished talking about the Jay Collins situation. Jason Collins, that is. You know, about his, you know, what his sexual preference is. We've been talking about the NBA. Steph Curry, Nate Robinson, put on a show for the ages. We're about to get into this NFL, a review of it, and what do you think? Ooh, that picture be rolling. I'm sorry, y'all. Let it play out. Producer, can I play a little bit more? Can I?
Good evening, baby.
Am I clear to you?
We're talking, pitching, talking, man. We talking, pitching, talking. We in your street. We coming to a street near you. Can't stop it. In a drop top. In a drop top with no ceiling on it. No ceiling on it. All right, D. All right, all right, producer. Can you just cut it down a little bit? Hey, Ron, before we continue, man, I gotta give a shout out. R.I.P., man. I'm a, you know, I've dedicated this particular show to my man. You know, Rick Strawbridge and my Uncle Buzzy Seeger, once again, man. Big up to them guys, man. I had, you know what I mean?
Bro.
You know, because we talking about this football and they love their teams, man.
Right.
You know,
okay,
so,
on that.
Yeah, so let's get off into this NFL a little bit. What do you think about Geno Smith going to the Jets and your boy Tim Tebow being whacked this morning. He got the call. He got the call. Like Joe Cash and Goodfellas, he got the call. Come on in.
Well,
he got the call. He got whacked.
Yeah, he got whacked, but they trying to make it seem like it was a big deal that Tim Tebow got whacked today. I mean, we all knew Tim Tebow wasn't coming back as a Jet next year anyway. You know what I mean? But for them to get Geno Smith and then whack him today, yeah, it's big news. But what I like, what I also like to talk about, L Boogie, is where the rest of the quarterbacks went that got drafted even later than Geno. What about your boy Matt Barkley going to the Philadelphia Eagles? What about your boy Landry Jones going to the Pittsburgh Steelers? Come on, man. Are you serious?
Yeah, they know how to pick them, bro. I mean, these organizations who, you know, they just keep getting better. They do their homework. They're going to be in the mix. And when you give them various picks and they can do their thing and mix it up, and you just think what the Pittsburgh Steelers did. Look at the guys they got. System guys that fit their system. Jarvis Jones. The Le'Veon Bell kid and Landry. They got guys that's going to come in and learn from veterans and get a chance to play. Not right away, but they're going to get a chance to play and learn.
Exactly. It's just unbelievable how some teams just have that it about the draft and how to pick players and know what to put on your team, because the Steelers can lose 3 or 4 great names off of the offense or the defense, but yet they going to replace them with the draft, and you just stunned. And let me give a shout out to your Green Bay Titletown Packers. Man, you know I'm giving you the middle finger right now, dog. Cause how do you get Eddie Lacy from the national champions Alabama Crimson Tide, and then you go out and get the Pac-12 leading rusher, number 3 rusher in the FBS, and Jonathan Franklin from UCLA to go with your backfield to juice it up to get? Come on, that's cheating. If I say anybody cheating, Green Bay Packers is cheating.
We just do need it. I tell you that because our defense, it's subpar. We picked up Dayton Jones, also from UCLA. But let me say this about picks. The Cleveland Browns, don't mean to, you know, bash my city, and everybody always tell me while I do this, and I'm just doing my homework. They always turn around and trade down to get picks. They have over so many amount of picks. But when are you going to start using them? And when you do get them and you think you have a diamond in the rough, they can't find them. It seems that every team in the league, not every team, but most teams in the league always find a diamond in the rough, and they pan out, and it fits their system. I don't understand what's wrong with the Browns. You trade down, you miss out on Julio Jones. You trade down, you miss out on, you know, A.J. Green. You're doing all these tradings, and you got all these picks, and they turn out to be nothing. So you're right. I don't know who's in the front office. I know they've traded, they've changed front office 17 times. Hey, maybe we could be up for it. Let's put our resume in. Let's talk to Jimmy and put our resume in and see if we can get on, because we from the streets. He hustling, so let's not try to get on and get in that front office, bro. I'm telling you. The streets is talking.
The streets.
There's no way. Well, let me ask you this. What do you grade your Dallas Cowboys? What did they do in the draft? I know it's Jimmy Johnson. I mean, you know, Jerry Jones, and they got the big playpen. But can you give me a grade? I know you want to, you know, gloss past the question. I understand.
Yeah, I didn't want to talk about my boys because, you know, I never know what's going on with Jerry Jones, but if I had to give my team a grade, I would have to give them like a C, dog, because, I mean, I understand that you know, Jerry Jones is his own guy. But at the same time, the guys that we did pick were, I guess, were guys that we needed to strengthen our team. But what I will give a big shout-out on and give an A-plus to is that the wide receiver that we drafted, Terrence Williams, out of Baylor, the wide receiver, 6'4", 235, running that 4'4". Yeah, out of my high school, Pippin. That's what I'm talking about. So I want to give much love to my whole high school, W. Dallas, W.T. White, and much love to Terrence Williams, man. You know, I didn't even know the kid went to my high school, to be honest with you. Had to talk, you know, to my people in the streets out there in the D. And they were like, yo, just say, man, you got to check out the Facebook page for the dude, because everybody congratulating the young fella from your high school. And I went and checked it out. And what do you know? Got me somebody to love. I just need to go get me a Terrence Williams jersey now, because I already got the Dez and I already got the Mike Irvin. So you know what it is.
But
that's how we get down.
But you still did not address the issue. You need a quarterback.
Say, man, you get off my dog. We don't talk about that. Just because we don't have an Aaron Rodgers in my backfield, man, I take what I get. I don't want nobody else right now. We'll talk about that on another session, you know, 2014.
You need a quarterback, bro, to replace Romo once he's out of there.
Hey, man, you let me worry about that, man. I don't want to hear that right now, man. I know what my Cowboys need. We all right. Can't just go draft a quarterback and we just paid that boy $55 million. We don't mess with minds like that. Jerry played with you, but he ain't gonna feel Jackson you.
I'm really happy with what the Miami Dolphins did. I think that they're gonna be a surprise. I think they're gonna make a shot to the playoffs this year. Also the Minnesota Vikings, they did kinda well. They hit some issues that they needed. And, you know, I was listening, you know, to the sports officials the other day, and they said you shouldn't draft a lineman in the first round. But with all these guys sewing up money with their franchise quarterback already, most teams have the franchise quarterback. You have to get a lineman to protect them and develop that guy. So look at Michael Vick. No lineman. What happened to him? He had to get his contract cut to $1 million. So linemen are important, offense and defense. So it is crucial in this game. So it was a different type of draft. Like I said, we're going to see who's going to pan out. I remember in 1983, it was the year of the quarterback. This year, it's the year of the lineman. So 2013, the year of the lineman.
Yeah,
no,
let's go to another
draft,
man.
In the first round. No running backs drafted in the first round. Yeah, we had a quarterback drafted in the first round, EJ Manuel, but it wasn't the focus. But go ahead, bro. What do you say now? We got somebody in the asylum. We checked in.
Yeah, man. We didn't finally got to the back aisle of the, you know, of the cell, and we didn't went and found this dude, man. And this the homie, man. I think he's a first time caller, Benny from the Bronx. Yo, Benny, you on the line?
Well, what's up now? How y'all doing, fella?
Man, what's going on with you today, Benny?
Oh, nothing. I didn't see all of the draft. I did see what my Steelers did. But I am kind of glad we did kind of address some of the defensive backside. But I wish we'd have got the guy from LSU. But, however, you know, we don't ever get no problem kids. You know, but I think he's going to be a steal in the Arizona Cardinals. Because you know,
the honey
badger. Tyrann Mathieu, the honey badger.
Yeah.
But you know, he already were, Arizona got half of some of the Steelers staff over there. You know, so many Steelers over there. They got Weinstein and I don't know if me and Joe Green still over there.
Yeah, Weinstein got fired. We don't have him no more.
Oh, okay. Okay.
They got the Bruce Arians from the Indianapolis Colts that, you know, did his thing while the dude was having the cancer treatment, the chemo treatment.
No, but in college, I heard y'all talking about college. I'm totally with, I'm like the military, don't ask, don't tell. I can care less about, you know, personal issues being pressed on us in America. You know, I really just don't understand why that's being an issue about what personal choice. I mean, if you wore pink dresses at home, I can care less. You know, is that an issue? I mean, I don't understand why is that being forced as a right in America. You know, again, I mean, I totally agree with it's obvious who's a closet. You know, but like I said again, but now when you open the can of worms, you know, how do you feel? You know, as kids, we used to clown guys covering up. Now you really got to cover up because you don't know who a fan or not, and you know he getting his rocks off looking at you. I mean, what are you going to deal with that? I mean, that's going to be. To me, you really ask for trouble. I think you should not leave it alone. Don't ask, don't tell, don't say nothing. Because I don't think any NBA player want no guy knowing he a fag looking at him in the shower.
That's, man, great point, Benny from the Bronx.
You know,
let me ask you this, and you're from the military. Don't ask, don't tell, and when you were walking around the barracks or whatnot, you could basically tell who was who. Am I correct?
Yes. Yes. And they call them the flamers.
Right. The flamers. So you don't have to announce it to the whole platoon and say, "Hey, I'm gay." We don't need to know that. All we need to know is you know how to hold that pistol and know how to fight. Am I correct?
Exactly, but see the thing is, if people start acknowledging, especially in basketball, you got guys, you know, not trying to be funny, you got guys boxing you out, you know, college, you a center, you get the boxing guys out, they gonna take it the wrong way, you gonna get all kind of text, guys go blow your mouth out, you don't know, because again, I find it hard to believe, you know, college, you boxing somebody out, or you getting up on a guy, you know, trying to get close to him, he not going to think no, gay
thing. Right.
That's my point.
That was my point exactly, was that will I play hard when I see Collins coming to put his booty into my groin area to box me out? Am I going to continue to try to go after that rebound, or I'm going to say, oh, man, this guy trying to and run back down court? That's the dilemma that you're in.
Oh, no, it ain't no dilemma. What's going to happen? I'm going to dog him out just like he'll broad on the court. That's what I'm going to do. Give a damn what you say. You gay? All right, you a female then. I'm just taking it out on your ass then. You better get out the way is what you better do. I'm going to try to put my knee in your chest every time I go up for a bat. I don't care what's going on. You want to be gay, I'm going to treat you like a broad.
That's
what I'm
going to do. To me, it's a hidden agenda. The homosexuality community, that's a hidden agenda. To me, I feel like it's being forced to be said. Because, again, it was never no issue before. Being gay was nothing new. I mean, through all, I don't know how you are on the air, but I know I'm older than Errol Boogie. So, I mean, this is nothing new. Why is it all of a sudden have to be put out in the open so everybody can hear? That's what I'm not understanding. Why is it all of a sudden such an importance to be known that, you know, hey, you gay now. Oh, so what? I just don't understand why that hidden agenda is being forced out here all of a sudden. And that's kind of scary.
Yeah, that's what I agree with. I don't know why they think it's a good thing. It's not a good thing. And I don't want to hear any football players come out. I don't want to hear any baseball players come out. I don't want to hear any soccer players. I don't want to hear nobody else coming out about them being gay. It's just, we understand. We can see you. We understand, man. We understand. We're not stupid. But I don't want you to think that you can get all the limelight just because you say you are what you are. It's not your time. This is a real sport. The last game I went to, man, I spent about $85, $120 on ticket. One ticket. And I'm not coming to see no gay dude.
No.
Paying no price like that. I'll pay a $5, $10 ticket. You're going to make me start sitting in the nosebleeds. That's what's going to happen.
Like I said, that's just like you just said, T-Row. If I'm an employee for a company, I'm at roll call, and I go to pick up the tickets, and I'm going to get the tickets, and you say, and I'm there, and I say, well, good evening, sir. What's your name? Here's your tickets, and I'm also gay. what I need to know for basically that's what you're saying about your product. Who needs to know?
Yeah, he can, and then also too, you know, when you're talking about men liking men, are you encouraging pedophiles? Because you don't know. I mean, you have all kind of, especially talking about male sports. I'm just kicking around. I'm assuming it's gonna be. I'm sure it's the same with females. But when you have role models and little boys up in your face, up in, you know how guys, especially young guys. I'll have a problem. A homosexual, my kid might be liking, you know, as a role model, a quarterback or anything. I mean, I'm a child of God. I can't see the logic, but to the weakest on, I don't make that judgment, you know, because I don't understand how you can explain raising two men raising a boy or two girls raising a boy or whatever. I don't understand that logic. But I don't get that when you got guys being flat out gay, you got kids. You know, looking up to him, I want to play like so and so. What if Joe Montana was gay? What?
Right.
He'll go buck crazy.
Yeah.
There you have it.
But the killing part is, you know, I'm going to get off. It happened to be a black brother that come out of the closet being gay.
Right.
I didn't understand that. But you ain't hear no white guy come out yet. And I'm sure it's many of them.
Right.
Exactly. And only time if they do come out is after they're gone. He's the first guy to say it while still actively playing a major sport in America. So that's a valid point. But last question, Benny, before we get off. Do you think that Dwight Howard will sign back with the Los Angeles Lakers, or you think it's a wrap?
It's a wrap. I just, you know, it's sad for him, you know. You know, you don't have. Remember, we used to talk about that got it. You born with it. You know, he just don't got it, and he don't come with it all every night. And so, and it's sad that you can let somebody say something to you, and just throw you out your whole hookup. I mean, when you already on the plateau of being a superstar, and I never felt like I was that good as a dominant center to me. You know, I just thought he was just a big power forward that can play dominant when he want to, but I've never seen that dominant, so I'm not really all that impressed. I take Lopez from Brooklyn, from him. I mean, from looking at him, so I know. I mean, who we're taking, I don't know. I mean, sorry, probably the Cavs. You know, we're taking
right.
Brown back. We might as well take him. So we're taking Blunt like that, so we might as well
The streets is talking. What's your feeling about Mike Brown being rehired by the Cavaliers? What are the streets buzzing about in Cleveland, Ohio, about that hire?
That's
where
we
let you go.
Man, I don't understand. For what? I mean, we had this conversation, you know, everybody keep thinking, what did Byron Scott do to lose? I mean, we didn't give him anything. He probably quit. That's what the woman was saying. He quit. You know, because Phil, they said Phil tried to come here. They gave him a blank check. He said, yeah, whatever. It ain't warm enough. And I don't understand why Mike Brown is economical. And that's how Cleveland is, economical. That's why we don't win nothing. Cleveland don't do nothing. Look how one of the biggest fans. Now, think about this in history. Teams that got the biggest fan base won a championship. And top five,
man.
All of them won a championship. The Browns are up there, too. You know how it is.
There you have it. Benny from the Bronx, first time caller. We got to lock him in the cell now. We got to put him in the asylum. Man. We're going to go to commercial one more before we get back to another caller. Man, Cleveland, Ohio, I love you. Don't think I don't. I got five on it, baby. Let's get LeBron back. Your boy, El Boogie.
Unless you pull out the fat crispy. $5 bill on the real before was history. Because who's be having them vacuum lungs? And if you let them in, it'll bring you hella dumb. Da-dum-dum. I come to school with a tailor on my earlobe. A boy known as Slick T. Got me throwing off the land like where the bomb at. Give me $2, you take a puff and pass my bomb back. Suck up the dank like a Slurpee. The serious bomb will make a nigga go delirious like Eddie Murphy. I got more growing pains than Maggie. Cause homies nag me to take the dank out of the bag. I got five on it.
face whenever I can. Don't need no crutch, I'm so keyed up till the joint be burning my hand. Next time I roll it in a hamper to burn slow, so the ashes won't be burning in my hand, bruh. Hoogies get hit, but they know they gotta pitch and bend. I roll a joint that's longer than your extension, cause I'll be damned if you get high off me for free. Hell no, you better bring your own slip, cheap. What's up, don't babysit that, better pass the joint. Stop hitting cause you know you got asthma. Crack the 40 open, homie, and guzzle it, cause I know the weed in my system is getting lonely. I gotta take a whiz test to my P.O. I know I feel cause I done smoked major weed, bro. And every time we with Chris, that fool rolling up a fatty, but the Tango race straight had me. Made my yesterday thing, got me hung off the night train. You made our fake, so let's head to the east. Hit the stroll to 9-0 so we can roll big high sheets. I wish I could fade the 8, but I'm no budget. Still rolling the 2 though, cut the same old bucket. Foggy window, soggy endo. I'm in the land, getting smoke with my kids.
Up in smoke, yuck, I spray your layer down. Up in the OAK, the town. Homies don't play around, we down to blaze a pound. Then ease up, beat up through the ESO. Drink the BSO, pee up with the lemon squeeze up. And everybody's stroller, I'm the roller. That's quick to fold a blunt out of a bunch of sticky doja. Hold up, suck up my weed, it's all you need, kicking feet. Cause we're IBs, we need to have like a fool.
Woo woo! Got it good! I got 5 on it!
Yeah!
DJ Steph got it pumping tonight, bro. We got 5 on it to bring LeBron back to the city, man. We got 5 on it, man. Man, big up to the Cavaliers. Man, hopefully you get it together.
I got 5 on that Mike Brown contract because he sucked.
Oh.
I don't know why y'all did that.
MBG, bro.
Hey, you know what that is, man? That's a WTF. Cal Cap. What the? Ooh.
Man, I don't understand that move.
I don't either. Even bet I'll try to pay Phil $200 million. Phil Jackson, that is.
I don't understand. Why would you bring a guy back you fired after LeBron James left? And what was the mindset on you just giving him an apology, saying that we're sorry we fired you, but we're hiring you back, and these are the reasons why? Would you still take that and come back? But I guess, huh, that must be the money.
I was going to say, man, when they're paying you as much as they're going to pay that guy, you better take a job. And then again, I think y'all just trying to keep a colored coach out there, man. That brings attention to Cleveland. I mean, some players will play for coaches, not just for a certain town, you know what I'm saying? Because you can get some of those
players. If that's the case, bring in Brian Shaw. Give him some money that he can't refuse. Give him an offer that he can't refuse.
Yeah, I understand that. I'm with you on that, 100%. But, yeah, I don't understand why you went back to Mike Brown, Cleveland. I really don't. I hope that you guys don't think that you're going to really advance further than you did with LeBron being out there with Mike Brown. I don't see that happening. Kyrie needs some pieces of that puzzle to work. He good, but you're going to wear him down. You can't just be doing all the scoring. You know what I mean? Varejao, you almost worked him down. You know what I'm saying? Now he gonna be coming back off an injury. But
he's B.O.B. He's a bag of bones.
Yeah, he turned it into
I
it.
Mean, no disrespect to you, you know, but he Anderson, you're a great talent when you're playing. Your motor, like LeBron's, you know, I'm a verbatim what he said. Your motor is like one of the best in the league. Nobody can do what you do. You know, hate you playing against you, but love you when you're on my team. So that's one, you know, variable right there. But just think about it. He couldn't coach his way out of a paper bag when he had the best player in the world. And now he has another one who's one of the best in the world. What is he going to do with that? The same damn thing, as my man Future would say. The same damn thing. Just sit there and be a spectator, spit in his cup and drink water. That's all he's going to do.
Yeah. Is he like a defensive coach or is he an offensive coach? I don't even know what type of coach Mike Brown is. What is his M.O. for being a coach?
His M.O. is defense. They're emphasizing defense because, as you see, they don't have any too much talent to put the ball in the hole. So I guess the key is until they get talent to put the ball in the hole, we're going to use Mike Brown's strength, which is defense. And speaking of defense, we're not going to regress talking about the Cleveland Cavaliers. Let's get off of that. Let's talk about Floyd Money Mayweather coming up this weekend. My man.
Yes. The time has finally come.
Against Robert the Ghost Guerrero. What do you think, bro? Is he going to put it on him? I'm looking at it. I'm looking at the pre-fight, you know, what they have on, you know, HBO, excuse me, on Showtime. So I'm ready to see. He looks fresh. He hasn't fought. He looks like his mind is right. I think he's going to put on the show Saturday, pre-Cinco de Mayo.
Yeah. This is Floyd time again, man. And, you know, I give much credit to Robert the Ghost Guerrero. Got a nice record, 32-1-1. Pretty good dude to fight. You know what I mean? Pretty aggressive, like stay in the middle of the ring. But we all know, once again, you fighting pretty boy Floyd Money Mayweather. I mean, how cold are you when you got two nicknames in one name? Come on, man. This dude don't even watch film of any of his fighters. You know what I'm saying? Because he just know that once he get in the ring and figure you out, you're done for. So I give Robert Guerrero about a 5-6 rounds.
Exactly.
Unless Floyd just want to, you know, just really have fun. You know, Floyd had him fights where he just beat you up for 12 rounds. He ain't really trying to knock you out. He just beat you up and swell your face up, make you look funny. You know, so I don't know if that's what his intentions are going to be. But, you know, if Guerrero does anything out of line, you know what's going to, it's going to be knockout time. So I can't wait for this fight. I've been waiting for it so long. Now that Cinco de Mayo is finally this week, man, let's get it in. Let's see what happens. You know what I mean?
I have a question for you, and this is in the streets, and Floyd has said this, quote-unquote, pound for pound, he's the best that ever done it. When I say best that ever done it, we're talking about the greats, your Sugar Ray Leonard's, your Muhammad Ali's, your Joe Frazier's, you know, your Rocky Marciano's. You know, he's saying pound for pound, he's the best that ever did it. Do you agree with Floyd on that?
Yes, I do. And when I say that, I don't want everybody to, you know, think that I'm crazy. But when your record has a zero on it from after the wins, speaking of no losses ever, I mean, Muhammad is a legend. He's an icon. I get that. Sugar Ray Leonard was a bad dude, got losses. Sugar Ray Robinson was a bad dude, got losses. It's not like Pretty Boy stayed in one class and one weight class, that is, and just dominated it. He went through 5-6 weight classes, dominated each one, no losses. Even though we all want him to fight Pacquiao right now, we know that that fight is never going to happen. So we might as well forget about that. But what I can say is this. The dude makes more money in one fight than anybody that ever lived, dog. You know what I mean? Just off of one fight, this dude, come on, man. We didn't have champions to do that. And when it's all said and done, when he finally retires and he gets older, when they mention Muhammad Ali you know, a lot of people will recognize that, yeah, Muhammad Ali. But when they say Pretty Boy Floyd, you can best believe that they don't know that name just as well as Muhammad Ali. Because people hate to love Pretty Boy Floyd. It's amazing. And yet he's still undefeated. So I'm going to give him that pound for pound. I respect all the rest of the fighters before his time, but no losses.
I can't agree with you in the sense that I'm going to say this. Floyd Mayweather, yes, pound for pound, he has to go down as one of the greatest. But you think it better than Muhammad. The reason why I say this, real, because why wait? See, those guys back in the day, they didn't wait. They didn't wait to fight somebody. Oh, you want to fight me? You're the best in the boxing magazine. You're ranked number one. Set it up. Let's go. Why couldn't he just give Manny Pacquiao the half, the 50-50 purse, and make millions of more money off of other things that he does and just give it to the people?
Pacquiao ain't worth the 50-50.
He wasn't at the time before he got, you know, knocked the F out?
Nope.
Before he got put to sleep, he wasn't worth the $50
million. Man. $40 million is a lot of money. $40 million, L Boogie, is a lot of money. He wanted 50-50 of the pay-per-view, of everything else, and you ain't getting that. You're not getting that. You're not getting that. Come on, man. $40 million. This dude ain't never made $40 million before in any fight that he's ever been a part of. Floyd offered him $40 million, $20 million in 48 hours. You wouldn't take that? $20 million is what he made the fight before. He made less than $20 million the fight against Juan Manuel Marquez in fight number two or fight number three. And how much you think he made when he got knocked the F out in fight number four?
$10 million.
I don't think. Thank you. So for Floyd to offer this dude $40 million right up front, you ain't never made $40 million before, ever, in any fight. I'm offering you $40 million up front to fight me. I'll send you $20 million right now. And you turn it down, talking about you on 50-50? Man, please. Come on, man. How my boy said on NFL, on ESPN, man.
Countdown.
Sunday Night Countdown, Chris Carter. Come on, man. Ain't no way.
But I still don't think that he's pound for pound the best that ever do it. But like you said, he doesn't have any zeros behind his name. It's debatable.
But I looked at
Sugar Ray Leonard and some of the things he did. And I looked at some, you know, man, Muhammad Ali and some of the money that he made, it maybe is equivalent to what he's making now. Just think of the Thriller in Manila with Frazier, with Foreman. You know,
yeah.
So he made a lot of, and don't forget, Frazier won in the Garden was wow. That was the first big fight that we ever saw, kind of like with the satellite in the pay-per-view type of thing. It wasn't pay-per-view, but the world could see it.
Hey, old Boogie, let me ask you this. I'm glad you're on that point. Let me stop you right there. When was the last time you heard Muhammad Ali speak a word?
It's been a long time.
When was the last time you seen Sugar Ray let a blink right? And put
it's been a long time.
When was the last time you heard Roy Jones on HBO, Roy Jones Jr., and how he talked?
What's your point?
Floyd ain't going to be like that. Floyd going to be a natural talent. He going to still be walking and talking a lot of moolah. He going to be talking crazy to everybody when he get older because, he's flawless. He's not taking the punishment that these guys have taken. And yes, they are the best when you talk about boxers and where the history comes from. I respect all of those guys. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, like you said, the money ain't his equivalent. But, boy, that boy Mayweather make a lot of money in just a few fights that he do fight in a year or 2 years. You know what I mean?
Man. Oh, wait. Let's talk about what John Jones did to Sonnen on Saturday. I got to start treating John Jones like Mike Tyson. I can't go nowhere the first round because it might be over. He's like Tyson in the MMA.
Yeah, it's going to be over, man. You get that dude for, you know, not too much time, and it's going to be over.
Man. Let's go to our last commercial. When we come back, we're going to have one more caller, give our shout-outs, and do Meeks' Mind. Just a little short commercial. You there with me, DJ? You got the commercial going? Or you just want me to go all the way through? What you think?
Southern smoke.
Yeah. All right, I'm going to just go all the way through. Okay, what's on Meeks' Mind? Let me tell you. Like our caller said, don't ask, don't tell. The world does not need to know what's your sexual preference. Just do your job. Do what you need to do and just keep it moving. Where are we going with this? Secondly, what's on my mind, as usual, the NFL draft. You saw it. It's just like a modern-day plantation. What's your worth? What round you're being taken in? What can you do? Your shuttle. Your 40 time. I hope the guys that are getting drafted, that they take this opportunity and seize the moment and do something with their money and get the right people around them. And last but not least, Dwight Howard. I didn't know you was a chump like that. I think I might win in a fight against you in the street. I don't know if Kobe wants you in the alley with him when the chips are down. I don't know if you're going to be a Laker. The streets is talking. And when the streets is talking, it's like E.F. Hutton. Everybody listening. Mondays and Fridays, 9 p.m. Eastern Time. Man, check us this Friday, man. Freestyle Friday. Big up. Shout out to C-Town in Cleveland, Ohio. Seaway Barbershop, 89th and Huff, where they represent where it go down. Big up.
That's what it is, L Boogie. And much love to the fam. All the shout-outs go to everybody listening across the world. You know how we do. Bring that freestyle, acapella. Bring your own music if you want to. But it's going to be hot. We're gonna have enough time this week, this Friday, L Boogie, to really get all our good callers in so they can do their thing. You feel me?
You already know.
That's what it is. Much love to you, baby. www.blogtalkradio.com/streetsistalking, baby, is where you can find L Boogie and your boy T-Roll and your boy Jewel's G with the DJ and producer, DJ Steph, every Monday, every Friday, 9 p.m. Eastern. Much love to you, L Boogie. Steph, you know how we do it. We'll holler at you boys on Friday.
There goes the stashes, but a nigga got passion, even though the bounce back seeming like magic. Shit, but call me Siegfried, watch I turn one key to 100 G's. Yeah, dear summer, summer breeze, summer please, know I live for you. Throw on the white beater, let back to live for you. A few years I probably hear from you, but now I'm here for you. I know niggas that shed a tear for you, behind bars trying to get to you. Probably never see you. It's that real talk if you ever heard it, homie. Shit hurts so much, might have to hurt you, homie. No commercial, no front, and no curve on it. No cut, tell life, so what? The drought's here, not only white slowed up. The weed slowed up, we can't even roll up. Fuck, put a dent in the money too. But that's the last thing, cause hustle is what we do. Hustle with what? How we getting on? Where he sitting at? What he sitting on? Stand up if you know it's true. The end of the world coming in my city to prove. Damn. And this is after disaster. This ain't rap, this a recap. Stepping off the G4 steel strap. Bust your head in the air, that's a sky cap. Have my car pick me up where I arrive at. Drop the work off, cause it don't go where I reside at. Garbage bags filled up with dollars. Dead presidents gotta dump the bodies. Birdman, as long as we gon' eat, then everybody eat off me. Feet off ground, fingers to the stars, reaching, and I'ma get there through these bars. Believe me, I'm down for the cause. Even when everything paused, I proceeded. I'm a leader, meet the son of your leader. Fuck the world, not the people.